This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember the long-suffering e-reader from Barnes & Noble, the Nook? Don't feel bad if you don't. It never really went anywhere, which is why there has been talk, really, for more than a year that Barnes & Noble would split itself into two companies, with basically the books on one side and the Nook on the other. Today, that split might have gotten a bit closer. Barnes & Noble said it's made a deal with Microsoft to buy back the software company's roughly 17% stake in the Nook, which could clear the way for a split, perhaps, by summertime. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explores why Barnes & Noble might want to split from the Nook and how these kinds of spinoffs usually work.
If you were to write the story of Barnes & Noble today, booksellers would probably file it under mystery, because it's still unclear how this chapter in the company's history will end.
The issue is still which parts they actually want to spin out.
John Tinker is an analyst at Maxim, an investment bank and brokerage firm. Barnes & Noble has its regular retail stores and a series of college bookstores.
And then a large equity interest in Nook, which is both a hardware company and a software company.
Which means the company spans retail, tech, and education. Tinker says investors often prefer simpler structures. It seems as though Barnes & Noble wants to split its stores from the Nook. Emily Feldman is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. She says to get rid of a division, a company generally has three options.
They could wind it down, they could just sort of liquidate the assets, presumably they could try to find a buyer for it, or they can spin it off.
Feldman says the Nook still has some value, though finding a buyer could be tough. She says HP, eBay, and Symantec have done spinoffs recently.
In general, the reason that companies will want to undertake spinoffs is that they'll have two separate parts of their business, or more than two sometimes, that basically are facing very different growth trajectories.
If Barnes & Noble did spin off the Nook, it'd likely issue new stock in a separate company to existing shareholders, letting them decide whether to hold the stock and stick with the Nook or try and sell. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.